My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Cousins to his right. Shoots it in the middle of the field. That's Pitts to the 41. First down and 10. Here comes Atlanta now. Clock at 1:29. Cousins again. From time, looking. Mooney wide open to the 38. And he'll be tackled there by Blankenship of Philadelphia. Cousins takes a snap. Philly brings five this time. Cousins again. Catch is made. Mooney, 15. Darnell out of bounds at the 13. Two by two. Eagles bring four. Cousins looks, shoots it inside. London the catch, out of bounds at the 6. Waving London to the far side. Takes a snap. Kirk looks, sails it. Drake there, caught! Touchdown Atlanta! Drake London! Atlanta gonna bring 4 this time. Try to get there. Hurts is hit as he throws. Bates
pick it
talking!
Off, Jesse, baby.
Jesse Bates interception!
Yeah.
With 32 seconds left, Jesse Bates comes up with the interception. And Atlanta, in the thick of the night, has stolen one from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Atlanta!
How's it feel?
It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are basking in the glow of this dub up in Philadelphia. Mike, we start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! It is a Falcon Tuesday, right? Coming off the big Monday night game. Mike and I will be up there at Flowery Branch on Wednesday. But we want to hear from you. Because the reality is nobody gave us a shot. And I mean nobody. Mike said this to Andy and Randy. They had the Philadelphia broadcast on that broadcast last night. It was all about Philly. And I get it. I understand. You know, Kelsey's now part of the Monday night team. That's all fine and dandy. But nobody was even talking about this possibility of us going up there and winning. And Mike, for everybody that was concerned about Kirk Cousins, how do you feel today? He looked great. He was mobile. He got sacked. He got hit. He maneuvered the pocket, and on that last drive, guys, he goes 5 for 6. He ends up 20 of 29 for 241 and 2 touchdowns. And, Mike, he had to be perfect in that last drive. And what about the O-line and the protection on that last drive? We've got so much to dive into. Falcons win, and it is a huge win for so many reasons. Not only just the fact that we needed to get on the board as far as dubs are concerned, but we got the Chiefs coming in, the confidence level of this team, Mike, and also for us as fans, Mike, to believe in Kirk Cousins, to say, hey, are you really 100? Are you okay? And after last night, I'm done. I'm not going to talk about his health anymore because last night proved to me he can get the job done.
And he said it. He's got to be better. He said to Troy Aikman, that's one of those things that made you kind of go in the middle of, or beginning of the broadcast. And Aikman goes, spoke with Kirk Cousins, says he's not 100%. Feels kind of 100 in the pocket, which doesn't really make sense. But he's not 100 yet. But he pulled off the win. Afterwards, Kirk Cousins, first thing he says after one of the greatest comeback victories in this franchise's history, he's got to play better, get the wide receivers involved more, which we do.
Yes.
Get Pitts more involved. But guys, I think we realize now, after you and me and Chris wringing our hands all week about what was Zach Robinson's play call, they were trying to deal with Kirk's ability or inability at the time to maybe be 100%. Now you see they said, screw it, we're going to do what we're supposed to be doing. The stretch runs, getting the run. I mean, Bijan was amazing last night. And then Kirk with a drive that, again, the entire country is talking about. Fantastic.
I do. I really do. And for everybody that was wondering what we were missing over the last 2 years, you saw it last night. That's what we were missing. We were missing a guy who could deliver the football when you needed it. Dukesism. When it matters most, I need you to go down and make this drive. And that is what we were missing. And so it just felt good for us to be on the other side of this, Mike, because we've been on the other side so many times. Atlanta, you know. And listen, 3 minutes ago in that game, okay, if you were on social media, you wanted to throw your phone. You wanted to hang up and throw your computer. Mm-hmm. Everybody was just banging on the Falcons. Even Falcon fans were giving up. Oh, here we go. Right. Falcons going to Falcon. And I've been saying this for a long time. Things change. Sometimes you need some breaks. Sometimes you need some things to go your way. And they did for us last night. But I'm not giving the Eagles crap. We earned that dub. We went and got it. We could have choked. We could have gave it up at the end when we had the ball and a chance to go down and score. Everything went our way because they went and earned it, Mike. And I'm not giving anything to the Eagles today. Screw the Eagles. They had problems. So what? We went into their house and handled business last night.
Right. Hey, guys, we've seen this before. Teams do it. How many times, as a Falcon fan, have you seen us go into that cloud cover that Fangio was using where you just watch a team pick you apart, go right down the field? The prevent defense, as people used to call it, all it does is prevent you from winning. That's, as Carl said, that's a them problem. We made the plays. I mean, Mooney made the plays. Pitts, that first down was huge, where Pitts lunges over the first down marker. Bijan was a one-man gang. The defense, look, at the end, I think we all felt like, wow, it's just too much for them to ask to contain Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts is too much. But they came up with big stops, and yeah, they went for it. It was a smart play. Saquon drops the pass. It happens. We've had almost 50 years of bad luck with this team. I don't want to hear about it. They went and snatched that victory, stole it up in Philly. We'll talk to Wes coming up here in about an hour and 10. It's such a great time as a Falcon fan because this is what we thought we were buying into when we took Kirk Cousins on, when we drafted all these skill position players over the years, when we added Matthew Judon and Simmons. Guys, it's a great time to be a Falcon fan. And now you're so energized. I know it's a short work week for these guys, but they got to be on cloud nine.
They have to be. 404-726-0929 because we are. And they feel that energy. Last night, that's a fun flight home, guys. And, you know, more importantly, I feel like, Mike, the offense, you know, this is the base of what we thought we might see. And last night, let me say this, too. You know, the brilliance of what Zach did last night, Zach Robinson, you got those big boys up front. And by the way, Philly's not all that physical, are they? Philly, right. Philly's not all that stout up front, are they? Everybody's been talking about, and this is no disrespect to the Georgia players. It's just what it is. This is the NFL. This is in the SEC. Mike, all that conversation about, oh, you ain't nobody going to be able to run on those guys. We ran the ball up their butts. And you make those big boys run, Mike. Kyle Shanahan used to talk about this all the time. When you have big, stout guys like that, you know what they hate to do? They hate to go 10 yards this way, 10 yards that way. And that's what those stretch plays did. And all of a sudden, those lanes start to open up. So that is why Bijan had that success, but it was part of the game plan. Zach was going to make those guys run to the football. And the 300-pound guy hates running to the football. And so that's why that stuff opened up last night. But I thought it was a great offensive game plan.
Look, Kirk Cousins still isn't 100%, but he fought through it. He's not going to tell you that he's not 100%. But he did tell Troy Aikman because he's kind of like me. He just can't keep his mouth shut. He does have some truth serum. When somebody asks him a question, he gives an answer. We realize now, week one, they're trying to kind of get through it knowing that he's not really 100%. I'm not saying he took this galactic leap in a week's time, but they did the things they should have just tried to do against the Steelers, and now we can say, all right, whatever. But again, I thought we'd go maybe 1-1 the first two games of the season. We just didn't realize we're going to lose to the Steelers and go up to Philly and get the dub.
Mike, I think the pressure they felt, not just from us, but from the fan base and people around the country last week, they had to come out and show he could do this.
They had to.
It might have been the best thing for us that week one played out the way it did, because if we won in week one, you'd be saying, well, it wasn't great, but we'll be okay. We were demanding as a fan base that, hey, man, you got to show us something. Mike and I said this yesterday. Last night going to this game, show us something. Give us something that we can build on and feel good about. And I think both sides of the football. And by the way, we got a defense, y'all. We've got a defense. I know you guys are concerned about the yards. I don't give a about the yards. You can give up 1,000 yards. These guys are keeping people out of the end zone, Mike. Red zone situations, they're making teams kick field goals. The Steelers had to kick six, right, to win. Mm-hmm. Last night, Similar situation, Mike. When we needed to get off the field, we did.
Yes, and like Matthew Judon gets another sack. If you didn't see the game, guys, and what were you? Where were you last night? Come on, you saw it. You saw the defense with the pressure. You saw again a one man gang. Grady Jarrett, Onyemata was huge last night. Jesse Bates seals the victory with another pick. There was, I mean, look, Jalen Hurts. That's what he does. And we, I think a lot of guys were having some sort of post traumatic stress carve of last year's losing to Dobbs and losing to Kyler Murray, but that wasn't the case. Different defense, completely different scheme. These guys got after it. I'm with you, Carl. It's gonna get better. This is the early stages. We're seeing this. Some teams don't look like they're ready. They kind of found their equilibrium in week 2. I think we're one of those teams.
Want to hear from you guys. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, this radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on this hour. It's brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We are celebrating the dub. We will take plenty of phone calls throughout.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Throughout the course of the day, at 6 o'clock, you will hear Coach Ra. It is a shortened edition of the Coach's Show, but we'll get a chance to visit with him tomorrow. So whatever he doesn't hit today, we'll certainly get a chance to chop it up with him tomorrow up there at Flowery Branch, and we'll have a variety of guests as well. Jesse Bates has been the most impactful player on this team since Matt Ryan left, Mike.
Yep.
Period. There's just no beating around the bush. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I think the biggest play of the game was a play that nobody's talking about that happened in the third quarter where Bates breaks up a play. It was a pass to Devontae, and he breaks that play up. It should have been a touchdown.
That was going to be six. It was. And he was bringing the ball down.
And it could have changed the game, and it's like it got lost in all these other plays that he made last night. By the way, you know who led the team in tackles? Jesse Bates. He has been absolutely incredible. And he's a leader, and he goes about it the right way. And, Mike, again, we haven't really seen how this safety tandem is going to work in tandem as far as, like, the season playing out. But, man, I'm super excited about that part of our secondary. I mean, again, we're going to give up plays. But, man, this team, they dig in. And they are not giving up
right.
Once teams get in the red zone.
Going down the field, look, you know, we've seen, like, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice had a lot of drives. And certainly, you know, he's got a Hall of Fame career. But, I mean, going down the field for six. How many times over our years it's been maybe setting up a field goal?
Field goal.
Like, a win is a win is a win. But this one was just, it was almost like we got down there so fast. I went back and watched the Manning cast. Peyton's like, slow down, slow down. But, I mean, to have Matt Ryan with Eli and Peyton and both Matt Ryan, you know, Peyton seeing the Drake. And, by the way, Drake faking the post, cutting up. That's why we drafted him. That's why finally these guys are going to be utilized, my man.
When we come back, it's the first time we've had a game-winning touchdown since. We'll tell you next on Dukes and Bell. Paul, what an ending, man. It was great. It just was. It felt so good. 22-21. We're talking about, you know, the last time we had a play like last night. You've got to go back to 2016 with under 2 minutes to play, right? It's all situational. Under 2 minutes to play, 2016 was the last time we had a game-winning touchdown thrown. That's how long it's been. To Mike's point about field goals and getting in position to win these games, like last night it was like, we're going to go win this. And you just felt it as the drive started to play out. I know we were a little reluctant that maybe, you know, we might make a stupid play or something good happen there down in the red zone. But, Mike, I just felt the confidence of Kirk Cousins oozing as he was throwing the football down the field. And, you know, for Darnell Mooney, guys, he only had three balls. But these are the kind of things we talk about. It's when they came. Two of those were in the fourth quarter during that drive. Huge plays.
If you saw the Manning cast, I was just telling Carl during the commercial break, when it's my team, like when it's the Falcons, I just can't. Well, I love the Mannings, but I got to watch. I got to watch the game. There's too much going on. But then I saw the highlights, and I think we've all seen it, where Matt Ryan is sitting in with the Mannings, and they're breaking it down. And it's basically you need to have a chunk play. You know, there's a couple of things that have to happen. Positive yardage, obviously. And they get not one but two chunk plays to Mooney, one for 21, then one for 28. And the Eagles, you know, look, that's on them. You know, talk to Vic Fangio and his defensive backs. I mean, the Falcons made the plays, including the touchdown to win. But Kirk Cousins, guys, let's be honest, still not 100% on that Achilles. Making the plays, doing the things which we just, as a franchise, we so rarely see.
Yeah. And, again, I got to give props to that O-line.
Mm.
Listen, the Eagles, you know, they got some pressures, there's no doubt. But overall, man, I'm giving the line an A+. I mean, the holes were there. They ran the ball effectively. And again, that last drive, you guys tell me who was the closest Eagle to get close to Kirk Cousins.
Right.
There wasn't one. And it's not our fault whether they decided to go blitz or not. They're supposed to be so good up front, it shouldn't matter. They have been so good that they can just rush four, get to the quarterback. They couldn't touch him. And I think that's a credit to the O-line, Mike, in that situation, knowing we have to make these plays. We cannot allow anybody to get close to Kirk.
The Eagles have all the talent to be one of the Super Bowl champions. They just choke. Look, that's become sort of their thing. You know, people always talk about Atlanta and Choke City. That's kind of where the Eagles have kind of taken that mantra. Unfortunately, it's a mantle you don't want to have. The other thing is, and you just touched about the offensive line, how about Bijan Robinson? There's a couple of videos you've seen where he's picking up blitz.
Yeah.
He's chipping guys. I know we got on Kyle Pitts for his lack of blocking ability. Kyle Pitts has some big chips to help out. So everybody was doing the work, including, as you said, the offensive line.
Yeah, there were a couple of plays. Again, and these will get lost because the win is what it's all about. But they had a couple of blitzes on, and Bijan stepped up, man. I mean, he just, boom, in the hole. Meets a guy head on, and it gives Cousins the 2 extra seconds he needs, Mike, to deliver the ball. Those are the things that go unspoken that we don't talk about. I'm not saying us, just fans. We assume, hey, the protection was good. It's those little things why guys become a difference maker in the NFL. And last night, again, they're showcasing Bijan Robinson, Mike. What we've seen in the first 2 weeks is what we thought we were going to get consistently last year. It was kind of off and on, right? It was kind of off and on. I don't know if Zach Robinson still has found that balance yet, but we saw more of Algier last night, and I'm cool with that. Like, again, there's spots and places for him to tote the rock and give us production. And he almost broke one, by the way, last night, Algier.
Right. I mean, different kind of backs. I mean, Bijan's got that extra gear, but we know how good Tyler Algier. We saw it 2 years ago, but both those guys contributing certainly more of what we thought we were going to see with Zach Robinson's offense. By the way, for the night, it was one more yard per carry on average for Bijan Robinson than Saquon Barkley. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, I thought overall, and Saquon looked good, by the way. I mean, until the end. But he did. I mean, all this conversation about he's washed, he's not washed. He can still play. That particular ball at the end will haunt him. But, you know, again, he has to prove to his teammates that he can make that play and as they move forward. But, Mike, both of these backs are dynamic. And I'm curious to see as the season plays out how far and what Bijan is going to be able to do for this team as the season moves forward. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. We are talking about this win with you. We're going to open up the phone lines coming up next hour. Raheem, you will hear from him and Bijan coming up here in about 10 minutes as the post-game show last night with Dave Archer. We got a chance to hear from both of those guys. And later in the show, you will hear from our quarterback. We're talking about my quarterback. Kirk Cousins as, again, I thought he was cool as far as, well, we saw that. We saw that, B. He was cool after the game. Mike, he's been at it so long. You know, and again, you can't get too high, you can't get too low.
Right.
But the fact that he wins the game the way he does, and he's like, yeah, there's still things to work on, as you mentioned, I think that just goes to show you that's the maturity of a guy like Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, if you saw it with Lisa Salters in the post game, it was unbelievable just how, you know, like I said, low key and just, you know, knowing there's, you know, I got to get the other guys involved and all the things which we were bellyaching about last week. But, I mean, it's a dream comeback, and you got a guy that we said, it's almost like, I know I'm not 100%, but I'm going to will this win. I'm going to will this. And now we talk, I know it's cliche sometimes, but you put the team on your back, everybody contributed.
But That's it.
The things that we heard, that's what made the loss to the Steelers, and now again, that's in the rearview mirror, but that's what made that loss just kind of a gut punch because, wow, nothing what we expected happened. This was all the stuff we expected and more of the clutch of Kirk Cousins. And by the way, now, after all of those struggles in prime time, which some of this beyond his control with the teams he was on, now he's got a nice win streak on Monday Night Football, too.
No, you're absolutely right. The carrying the team thing, that's real. I mean, that's what differentiates the elite guys from the guys who are really good. There's a bunch of guys in this league that are really good. And then there are guys you go, game's on the line. I need you. And he did that last night. That gives me a lot more confidence, Mike, heading into this daunting schedule we have.
Right.
If you need to do that Sunday. If Patrick Mahomes and company come in here, and guess what? They got a 3-point lead, and we get the rock back with 3 minutes to play. I feel pretty good about our chances going down the field.
Right. I mean, how electric it's going to be. By the way, we got a busy week. We're going to be hitting Twin Peaks. You and I got a special broadcast. We're going to be live at Signia, right? The big hotel. Is that the one?
That is right. On Sunday.
Right on Northside. The brand new hotel. You've heard. I think Tribble's been doing. I think has that the guys doing the show? Anyway, we'll be out there on Sunday afternoon, but getting you ready for an extensive pregame for that big prime time on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then over after tomorrow, obviously, you know, we've got a couple of places we'll be. Buckhead, Twin Peaks on Thursday, and then Friday in Kennesaw. So we'll be out all week. But, yeah, man, looking forward to it. You got to turn the page, and we will. But today it's about celebrating this incredible win, again, on national TV where everybody was paying attention and everybody thought we were going to lay an egg.
A 7% chance of winning that game. And, you know, as we said, you brought it up. Because, look, I like – nothing against Kelsey. I like the Kelsey brothers. He's a likable dude. But it was just like, you know, guys – I mean, you know, there's another team playing, and the team's got an amazing storyline here, which you're just ignoring. And Joe kind of went fanboy. It is what it is. But the comeback, it stands because for this franchise, guys, we've needed something like this. And I'm not trying to be like prisoner of the moment, but it's one of the great wins in franchise history for what it means. 6 years, Carl, not making the playoffs. Yeah. Fans doubting, oh, man, we spent all this money on Cousins. He doesn't look right week one. Nothing we expected. And then to get that kind of signature victory, it's a huge, and hopefully it leads to something. Yes, we build off this, and then we go, and if we find ourselves in the playoffs or further, you say, man, that night, Monday night in Philly, changed everything for this team.
Vic Fangio, by the way, is the defensive coordinator for the Eagles. They've been average.
Well, they've been average. It's kind of an old school guy with an old school approach, and we've seen that approach fail teams before.
Yeah, I just, you know, they did all this coordinator changing stuff. I'm just telling you. I mean, like, as the season moves on, we'll see where the Eagles end up.
Well, the biggest one, you know, we talked about, you know, everyone's going to get on the Saquon drop, and Saquon took ownership postgame. But when they went for it earlier, that's too much of, I think the coach Sirianni getting caught up in the moment. They should have took the points the first time they went for it on the fourth down. Get the field goal.
He cost his team last night, Mike. I really do believe that. Everybody's talking about the play call. It was great if it worked. It didn't. Here's the deal. How many yards were they averaging a pop, Mike? You just talked about it,
yeah,
right?
It was 5.3 on Saquon touches.
Run the ball. This is where he outthought himself.
Right.
You've got the game locked up. You could have did, hell, two tush pushes and got 5 yards.
Right.
Instead, you call that play, and then he drops and everybody says, oh, it's the right call if he catches it. He didn't. He cost his team last night, early in the game with what you're talking about, and late in the game. Meanwhile, Rod did something last night, and Oren alluded to this on the text we were texting back and forth, and it kind of went unnoticed where, hey, we're going to go ahead and take a penalty and stop the clock. You guys defer or decline. We got to replay this down, but guess what? That gets you off the field, and it gave us extra time to go down for Cousins to make the drive. That was a brilliant coaching move. We could have just allowed the clock to run down, and we would have had less time to work with. Those are the things, Mike, those guys get paid for. We talk about clock management. I thought Sirianni was crap at the end of the game. I just did.
Sirianni and the Eagles, it's funny, Oren was listening to Hugh Douglas in his show today, the midday. Now the narrative in Philly, look, we, you know those people. We are maybe not as passionate, but we also...
What do you mean, you people?
I mean, maniacs. Oh, I mean, as my father said, Philadelphia is just Baltimore with taller buildings. But no, it's just, you've got a bunch of folks out there that, I mean, you understand, their week is done. As good as we feel, they live and die with the team. That's all they have. You know, it's a miserable place to live. But they're killing the now. Howie Roseman's an idiot. All the Georgia Bulldogs are busts that they've drafted. That you know, they've just gone off. It's just one extreme to the next. I get it. If we were 0-2, the odds of making the playoffs go drop down to like just 11%. It's an amazing change of fortune, but it's something we earned, and it's something that we deserved, okay? And so, yeah, when you talked to your point earlier, hey, whatever they're doing in Philly, that's their problem.
It's their issue. 404-726-0929. That's our text line as well, guys. Again, this hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit themancavestore.com. We got a lot to get to. You're going to hear from Coach Ra, that's Raheem Morris, and Bijan Robinson after the game last night. Mike, I thought he was going to get 150 yards the way he was running early. I mean, I really did. The way he was toting the ball and breaking those tackles, I was like, Bijan might have 150 tonight. He was playing that well, and I thought they just did a good job of being consistent in the run game and not going away from it. That's where I credit Zach Robinson. It opened up everything else that we've been talking about. Wes Durham's going to join us as well. In the 3 o'clock hour, guys, we'll talk to him about not only the win last night, but now, okay, you got to calm down a little bit this week, and we got to get back to work, which they will, as you have the world champs coming in here. And, Mike, they're 2-0. Now, Chiefs are having issues in the red zone. We'll discuss this later in the week. But they're not coming in here scoring 35 a game right now, okay? So this is something I'm telling you right now.
Right.
The Falcons, if you are thinking the Chiefs are going to kill, the Falcons have everything they need to beat the Chiefs.
Running backs, we talked about Pitts, the work that maybe they didn't do with T.J. Watt, they'll have to do with Chris Jones. Oren just mentioned my ear, Isaiah Pacheco, Carl, out for a couple of weeks as well. Big weapon for them.
Coming up, you'll hear from Coach Ra and Bijan Robinson. It's Dukes and Bell on a Falcon Tuesday. Falcons win 22-21 over the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. We are too. I guess we can stop talking about whether or not he's 100%. And I said this last night. Somebody hit me up and was talking about this on social media. And I said, if he's on the field, guys, I can't continue to make excuses for Kirk Cousins. Like, and that's not what he wants. I don't think that's what he wants. He wants you to believe that he can play at a high level, which he showed last night, Mike. But, yeah, if he's out there, man, I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys, you know, he's not able to do certain things. If we start losing games, which today ain't the day, we won a big game last night. But, Mike, and his physical mobility is somehow hampered, and it's noticeable. I mean, okay, fine. But at the end of the day, that's not what this has been. We've all just kind of been guessing, like, are you okay? Are you all right?
That's, you know, that's where we got into, like, last week's conversation. It just, we built up to this moment. Okay, look, they've decided. You saw that Penix didn't get a lot of work in the preseason. They feel that Kirk's going to be ready to go. You know, he's 8 weeks. We've belabored that point, but I think it's worth mentioning that Aaron Rodgers is 8 weeks, you know, 2 months ahead of him on his recovery. So Kirk is still not 100%. Troy Aikman talked to him. He spilled the beans. He spilled some truth serum to Troy Aikman before the game that maybe he didn't say otherwise. And so now you know where he stands, but he still found a way. Guys, that's as gritty. That's as tough. You talk about the things we look for in all our favorite sports athletes. That's it. You know, that's everything encapsulated. And that's why this guy, if he could ever win a Super Bowl, could change the narrative that he's just a guy who makes millions of dollars but doesn't win anything. That's a hell of a win last night. That sets the tone for the franchise this year.
It does, Mike. And to your point about just putting on the cape last night, like, If I showed you that drive where he goes 5 of 6, 70 yards and hits Drake for the 7-yard touchdown with 34 seconds left, you don't think anything's wrong with that dude. If you didn't know, and right. I just showed you that drive, here's a drive from last night, you'd be like, he's fine. So he put the cape on last night at the end of that game, man. It was so good to see. Let's hear from our head coach, Raheem Morris, at the end of the game. Our own Dave Archer had a chance to catch up with him, and this is what Ra had to say.
Raheem, unbelievable win. I think that maybe is the wrong statement because your team always believed they were going to win this football game. Tell me about it.
You know, the guys, we talked about it early in the week, and you're talking about how you want to deal with the situation. These guys definitely came out and dealt with it. You know, you got to believe, you got to persist, and you got to come out and deal today. And the guys definitely did that today. And I'm very proud of them, their efforts and what they were able to do.
The ebb and flow in this game, you guys were able to get a foothold in the run game. Bijan was running the ball well. They were able to get a foothold in the run game. Tell me about how you tried to jockey that around to get yourself a chance to win it.
These guys are tough to deal with. Whenever you got Jalen Hurts on the center, he's able to run the ball, he's able to throw the ball. He can do it all. And they're going to keep you at arm's length at all times. And then we did a nice job of staying within our rhythm, staying within our composure, staying what we can do and what we can control. And that was a great deal for us today.
Excellent job of managing your timeouts at the end to give yourself a chance. You got the stop defensively that you wanted, and then Kirk puts together an outstanding drive. Tell me about your quarterback coming up ahead right there.
First of all, I got the best people in the world. You know, we sit up there and we talk about it. We dictate terms of how we want to play our game. We get the ball back, and Kirk goes down, and Kirko chains it, and he just goes Kirko just to show the world he's healthy and show everybody what he's got going on, and we're excited and we're ecstatic about it.
Yeah, enough talk about the quarterback and whether he's healthy to go. Team gave you the team ball, and you guys had a really cool celebration there. You made a reference to say, who's next? Let's get ready to go for the next one. But tell me about the team giving you the ball and what that meant to you.
You know, this team is special. This ownership is special. This whole organization is special. It's always been that way to me. I've always felt like this was a family-based orientation, and it definitely showed today. Them giving me the ball means a lot. I've had a lot of game balls in my day, but none like that. With a team that emotional, with a team winning that kind of game, that was a lot of fun.
Congratulations, man. Just one of many.
No doubt.
If you didn't see the celebration when he walks into the locker room, you would have thought these guys were in high school.
Right.
You would have thought this was a high school celebration. They are shaking the water up, and everybody's jumping around, and you just feel that energy. It was one hell of a moment. And, Mike, I think that tells you a little bit about how these guys feel about Raheem. Again, I've been saying this since day one. It doesn't matter who the hell the coach is. You got to win. But how these guys feel about him, last night I saw that. I was like, okay, that tells me everything I need to know.
There's a really cool piece of video where Falcons are coming off the field. Our good buddy David Bassett, we'll see tomorrow, does PR for the Falcons. And there's Terry Fontenot waiting in the end zone. And they give him the big whap. You know, big handshake and bang, they're dapping up and they're just going bananas because, yeah, I mean, you couldn't look any worse than we did in week one on one side of the football. And it just kind of took some of the, you know, the excitement in the air out of the balloon. And now it's all right back out there. And now you see what this team is capable of. And then now down the road, look, I'm not sure how many games we're going to win. Is it 10? Is it 11? Maybe. But when we're down in a situation which looks tough, now you know this guy, you got the guy and you got the team and you got the coaching staff. Zach Robinson, for all the things we did, killing whatever they were doing, that pistol and shotgun, this was sublime with the way he called this game this week.
It was. He mixed it up, and I thought he did a really good job of run, pass, right, left, misdirection. I mean, hell, they ran a jet sweep, Mike. I mean, he's trying to throw everything in there to give them a different look, and I thought he did a really good job. You know who else did a great job last night? Yeah, B. Bijan Robinson. He looked amazing, Mike. Almost 100-yard night for him. You mentioned the yards per carry. Almost 6 a pop, to be quite honest with you guys. And here's what B had to say after the game to Dave Archer.
B, what a game. I mean, I know you're thankful for being a part of it.
Absolutely. And obviously, you know, got to give honor to God, you know, every day for just him just letting us get this win and, you know, just letting him just get us out healthy and, you know, just enjoy it as a team so we can get closer. But we get closer to him every time we're on that field. And, you know, I just got to give thanks to the Lord for everything. But, man, I mean, this was big for us. You know, we needed this win right here. And, you know, we came in the hostile environment. And, obviously, you know, we had to, you know, lock in, you know, towards the end and, you know, play that complimentary football. But, you know, I love what we did. And, you know, it was just really fun to be out there, really fun to just go out there and just show what the gifts we got.
Tell me about the run game because you guys got that cranked up. You were running inside, outside. But tell me about that.
Man, it was amazing. You know, obviously, got to shout out to the offensive line. You know, Jake, Chris, Burge, friggin'
Dahlman,
McGarry,
Warner,
Storm. I mean, you just said Charlie. I mean, all of them, man. Like, you got to give them all credit. You got to give the receivers credit. Drake, you know, Mooney, just all the guys out there, man. And it's just really fun to do it as a team and affect the run game, you know, making it effective and making it fun to watch because you don't see it, you know, everywhere. But for us to go out there and just, you know, put the pounding down, it was fun.
Tell me about the mindset of this team, because it didn't look like you guys were ever – there was no give up, and I know that everybody says that, right. But then you got to do it, right. And you guys did it.
Yeah, man, I mean, obviously, like, you know, coming off that first game, you know, I understood, like, you know, we had to knock a lot of rust off because we haven't got to play with each other, and, you know, we needed that first game to feel it and to feel the momentum and the rhythm. But I think after we got that off our chest, like – that's when we started rolling, and you know, now you can see what the offense looks like when we're clicking. But yeah, man, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, we gotta apologize to the fans for what happened last week, but you know, this week we came in here with the right mindset and it was fun to watch.
You guys ripped off, I don't know, about 150, 160 yards rushing in the game. Tell me about your quarterback. There's a lot of conversation about your quarterback. Is he healthy? Can he do this, that? Yeah, what do we think now?
I mean, he showed it. He showed, you know what, how to come back. You know, with Kirk, you know, he's been in the league for a long time, man. So, you know, the outside media, the outside noise, like, it doesn't matter to him. He doesn't care about it. He's always locked in. And that's, you know, that's the great thing about having a vet quarterback. You know, he doesn't worry about too much about the outside noise. So he was always so locked in and walking back and forth thinking about what he got, but it was fun.
We talked a lot of energy about the energy around this team in camp. We talked about how together you guys are, coming together, a lot of different guys on this team.
Yep.
Why is Raheem Morris such a magnet for all that and pulling you all together? You guys gave him the game ball tonight.
Yeah, I mean, just his energy. Like, obviously, you can see the energy that he brings every single game. Like, I've never seen it before in the head coach. And, you know, as we're breaking these runs and stuff, like, he's right next to us, like, talking mess to the other team, you know, hyping us up. And just everything that we want in the head coach, man, and bringing that positivity and that just that energy and that enjoyment. But that's why we love him. And obviously, he's a really great head coach. But I think another element that makes him great is just how he can hype up his team, you know, throughout the whole game.
Way to ball out, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yep.
There he is, Bijan Robinson.
Woo.
Man, I just posted the video. Maria Martin had it, and we just retweeted it, where you see him getting that chip. Boom, helping out McGarry. Just not literally in one move, Carl. It doesn't even break stride. He's down the field.
No, you need that. You need those extra plays like that, Mike, if you're going to have success. And, again, that stuff is unspoken for the great backs in this league. You got to be able to pick up blitzes. You got to be able to run block for your quarterback in those situations. But I just think the energy that you hear from Bijan Robinson talking about Raheem Morris, again, speaks to the coaching staff and you know, the belief. The one thing last night, if there was anything that I could say, okay, what's going on, was the celebration by Drake London. Now, at the end of the game, we're all so emotional and we're all, hell yeah, and we're screaming, right. And everybody's going crazy no matter where you were watching the game. I actually didn't even pay attention to the celebration because I was so happy we scored. And then I see the flag, and I'm like, whoa, they're not calling this back. And then they show him doing the celebration, which was a gun in the air and acting as if he was shooting in the air. So, Mike, it cost us because Younghoe had to kick a 48-yard extra point attempt. Guys, that's not a gimme.
No.
That is not a gimme, okay? We won the game. Koo comes up big and literally saves the day because we would have probably went to overtime and who knows what happens.
Right.
But, Mike, that was one of those situations, and Drake owned it after the game. I know he said, look, I can't cost my team like that. But isn't there a line between, like, the point in the game where it's 30 seconds left, we just drove the field and scored, where the officials have to have some leeway?
I mean, by the way, where the hell is Gardner Johnson when he took his helmet off?
Come on.
You know, everyone said, oh, his helmet just came. Baloney.
He pulled it off.
Gardner Johnson pulled his helmet off and starts mugging for the camera.
Yes.
I mean, again, some little tip. This is the stuff that we talk about. Pipsqueak ref. Yeah, now, unfortunately, I don't think he realized that ref is right behind him when he says, see, to me, it looked like he was doing the human anti-aircraft. You know, you want to say, oh, he's doing a weapon. Oh, well, I mean, to me, it was almost like Frank the Tank. Like, pow, 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 pow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, pipsqueak ref's going to – that's the moment where you throw the flag. Again, as you said, common sense. Gardner Johnson needs to be flagged for 15. But either way, thank God that Koo is so clutch. Outdoors makes that kick.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, you know, when that happens with the Eagles, it's like, he didn't take his helmet off. And then they're like, there's no flag on the play. And you're like, wait a minute. And they show the replay. It's obvious. He's like this, Mike. He's, let me undo my chin strap so it can fly off.
No, I mean,
and everybody can see me.
It's a cornerback, someone like wide receivers. He wanted the heat. He wanted the camera. And everybody knows
it. But I have to say this. And I know there's some people like, woo, I'm not upset at Drake. Drake is hungry to get into the end zone, and that was a hell of a play and a hell of a move, Mike. He just freaked the cornerback. Whoop, whoop, gone, touchdown. I'm not upset at Drake. I'm just simply saying, and we saw this all weekend with officiating. There's got to be some leeway there, man, when these guys right. are celebrating and there's emotion. If the NFL is going to allow celebrating again, which they took away for many years, and we used to call it the No Fun League, right. let these guys have these big emotional moments. And yeah. that's what bugged me about it.
And I get it. I know we're talking about, you know, we don't want to. And Drake was just caught up in the moment, and I understand the letter of the law. I'm with everything you just said. I agree 100%. The other thing is, the joke is, you know, you get in the end zone, act like you've been there. Well, Drake doesn't get there very often because we've had two bums at quarterback for the last 2 years. We said this when camp started. We sat down with Drake London. Drake was intense. I mean, Drake's got an intensity about
yes,
him.
Yes, he does.
Because he feels, look, you know, he came out of USC with his high pedigree. He's supposed to be a national brand. Making a play like that where you fake Darius Slay out of his jock, fake the post, take it off to the side. And I mean, that's the kind of stuff that makes you the guy you're supposed to be when you're drafted top 10 at wide receiver that he's been trying to be the last 2 years. So let him enjoy it.
Let him enjoy it. Outside of that, fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles,
go
fly.
Go away, will you guys? 404-726-0929. Coming up, we're going to talk to Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. In the 3 o'clock hour, we'll also go around the NFL. There's a bunch of news to get to. Deebo Samuel's going to miss a few weeks. All of a sudden, the 49ers, no McCaffrey, no Deebo. They're not playing well coming off of last week. We'll see if they can turn it around. And right down the road, a team in our division has a problem, and it ain't the quarterback. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Falcon Tuesday. Falcons win against the Eagles 22-21.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.